I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Jason is joining us, second date update. And Jason, we got your message about Taylor. Have you, first of all, before we begin, have you heard anything? Have you heard from her since you reached out to us?
Hey, sadly, nothing yet, but I'm hoping that you all can change my luck here.
Yeah, we're going to do our best, man. What makes you want to see her again?
You know, kind of everything, honestly. I go on a lot of dates, so I'm in that spot where I'm kind of jaded right now. But Taylor is just a really fun and playful person, and doesn't hurt that she is also really hot.
Good. Yeah, you go on these dates, and then finally somebody comes along, stands out, and this time it's Taylor. That's great. So what did you do, Jason, on your first date?
Yeah, we kept it low-key. We met for lunch. We both had to get back to work. But honestly, that 45 minutes was the highlight of my week.
Wow, nice. Quick. But okay. A brief chemistry read isn't, you know, it's not, I don't think, a bad idea on a first date. So in that 45 minutes, how was the conversation?
It was good. It was like the usual. You know, we chatted about jobs and hobbies, but there was like a vibe underneath. She was very fun and flirty the entire time. And, you know, at the end of the date, I was like, I'm thinking for sure that we're going to have dinner this weekend here. So
obviously that didn't happen. Have you had a lot of contact, you know, since the date? Like, what has that been like?
Grim, dude. I mean, I sent her a couple of texts and then waited a couple of days, of course, and then I sent a voice note after that.
And no replies at all?
Yeah, not a word.
Okay. And you weren't rude to the wait staff? You you didn't, like, eat half her meal? Nothing like that? Okay.
Right. No, man, I promise there was no drama. That's why I'm confused.
All right, well, let's try to get out ahead of this here a little bit. Jason, I want you to hold on. We're going to call Taylor, and if you just be patient, we're going to play a quick song, come right back, and hopefully get some resolution here, get to the bottom of this, and hopefully lead you to a second date with Taylor. So hold tight. We're coming right back. The second half of Second Date Update is less than 3 minutes away, next on The Wolf.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We think sometimes maybe a first date should be brief, kind of leave you wanting more. And here's Jonathan talking about his 45-minute date with Taylor.
Taylor is just a really fun and playful person, and doesn't hurt that she is also really hot.
Well, Jonathan definitely felt some vibes and would love to see Taylor again. They had actually planned on getting together for dinner over the weekend, but that came and went, so let's call Taylor and see if she'll tell us.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Taylor available?
Who's this?
Yeah, of course. Good morning, Taylor, and thanks for answering. We're not calling or selling anything like that. It's not a spam or robocall, but we are calling from a radio station, and we co-host the morning show at 102.9 The Wolf. It's the Thunder and PT show.
Morning, Taylor.
Oh, how's your... Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Yeah, okay, so the good news is, like I said, we're not selling anything, but the better news maybe is what we do is that we've got a segment at this time every morning that kind of allows our listeners to reconnect with someone they went on a date with, but that person, in this case being you, hasn't really reached out since. Do you remember your lunch with Jason?
Yeah, big yikes.
Okay. I mean, we just spoke with him a few minutes and he seemed like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, no. He's not a bad person. Like, maybe he's just too too nice.
Too nice? How so?
So in the middle of lunch, he got a text that he had to answer, and like, that's no big deal. But then he says it's his ex, and she's wondering where he is.
Wow.
All right. First of all, this is new to us. Can you explain? Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah. Turns out he's been taking these long lunches to fix her apartment, and he forgot to tell her that he couldn't make it that day.
Oh, so there's still a connection there, obviously. Okay, listen, Taylor, and I know this is already maybe a little awkward for you, but we talked to Jason on air just a few minutes ago, and he's holding on and listening in case we were able to get a hold of you. Obviously, we did. We would just love to hear his side of the story, because I would think, I mean, he really wants to see you again. That's why he contacted us. But if you just gave us, like, one more minute, I think we'd all deserve to hear his side of the story and what's going on, why he still wants to see you when there's so much contact with an ex. Would that be okay? I promise. Yeah. Not longer than a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hold tight.
Great,
yeah.
Great, thank you.
Stay right there. Hey, Jason, can you hear me?
Yeah, you
were able to hear Taylor. We got a hold of Taylor. You could hear on hold.
Yeah,
you're on with Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey.
Hey, I'm so glad to hear that that reason, because honestly, it's nothing. You know, I'm a handy guy, and I did my own simple kitchen and bathroom remodels. They went well, and all it is that I've been helping my ex do the exact same thing.
No, but the thing is that is a big deal, because, like I told you, I can't date someone who's entwined with their ex.
Jason, first of all, did your ex hire you to redo her place?
No, I mean, she's paying for the materials, but I know how to do the labor. That's a favor, you know?
No, okay. See, that's a jumbo-sized red flag.
How far are you in the project, Jason?
We're close to the end, almost, I would say. Like, she wants a new medicine cabinet, so I'm going to have to install that, and then there's painting, obviously, at the very end.
Okay,
so.
Jason, are you sure your ex isn't just trying to keep adding on more work to kind of keep you around?
Yeah, I mean, that could happen. She is a bit of a perfectionist, so, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay, since you missed it the first time, Jason, do not reach out to me until you're finished with her apartment and her.
That's crazy. If you can't handle a guy who stays friends with his exes, I mean, this will not work for me.
Okay, good, because I'm done.
Okay, hold on, Taylor. Hold on, real quick. Taylor, before you hang up, I got a couple of questions to ask. Did you make this promise, Jason, to your ex before you broke up, or did this all happen after you broke
Great
up?
Great question.
Yeah, I mean, it was after.
It was after.
She had talked briefly about it.
Okay.
And then she called. Relationship. No problem.
Let me ask you this, because we don't have your ex here to talk to. Would you be happy to see her with somebody else? Are you? Have you moved on that much? Where
100%, dude. So, I do not care.
You do not
I,
care.
I
okay.
want her to be with somebody else.
Does that make any difference to you at all, Taylor? Because I don't think you can. In my opinion, you can't be friends, or you can't think of yourself truly be friends with your ex if you're not happy seeing them moving on with somebody else.
I think that's a lie.
Uh-huh.
I think
okay.
you would not yeah. want to yeah. see her with someone else. I mean, look, I mean, you seem like a nice guy, Jason. I just, that's not for me.
Yeah, you don't want the ex traipsing around. You don't have to deal with that.
Jason, how long has it been since you've been with your ex? Like, are we talking months here or like weeks or what?
Months, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's been less than a year, but it's been a number of months. I think it's mature to be friends with your ex, so, you know.
I mean, and that is absolutely fine, but it's also fine for
Taylor to kind of be like, what?
Yeah,
you know,
right,
it's a little bit
yeah. Well, so it's a no Taylor for a second date, so 100% no, and there's your answer. Taylor, can Jason reach out if they break up, or if he's not sick?
Or if you need a cabinet redone or something?
I'm sorry, they broke up. I'm sorry, if there's no more, if there's a no contact agreement in place,
You know, I wouldn't want to be entwined with him if we ever broke up, if that became a thing. Okay.
So, but the good news is if you break up, you could get a remodel in your bathroom or something.
Possibly.
Done. There you go. Maybe some cabinet work.
Yeah. All right. No. All right. Well, Jason, you got your answer. I'm sorry it wasn't a success this time, but I want you to know, and you as well, Taylor, that we're here and always available on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.